This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter for September 14th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with the comments and stories from the hits and takes section. Here is the fourth in a series of reflections by Ray Pelchekia, this one titled My 9/11 and Beyond Friday, September 14th. It's his reflection of the events of the week of 9/11. You can find a link in today's newsletter for his fourth in the series. Tim Mahoney, the former CEO of BIDS Trading, a New York-based alternative trading system for U.S. equity block trading, is the recipient of STA's 2021 Dictum Meum Pactum Award. The Dictum Meum Pactum Award recognizes those individuals who have demonstrated an unwavering commitment to the betterment of the financial services industry and have exhibited acts of integrity at the highest level consistent with the ideal STA has supported since its inception. Dictum meum pactum, my word is my bond. The NFA's August board meeting update is out. You can find it with a link in today's newsletter. Leo Melamed will be interviewed by CME board member Terry Savage at a Chicago Executive Club virtual event on September 21st at 5 p.m. Central Time. They will be discussing his book, Man of the Futures. You can register with the link in today's newsletter. SIX will be presenting at Post Trade 360 Copenhagen on September 29th and 30th. It's an in-person and virtual event. The location is Axelberg in Copenhagen, Denmark. The team of the week for Wall Street Rides Far is Team Neo Exchange. For the team at Neo Exchange, a Tier 1 Canadian stock exchange, the decision to participate in Wall Street Rides Far was an obvious one. With philanthropic endeavors at the cornerstone of Neo's mission, the exchange makes it a point to build strong relationships with charitable organizations and give back in ways that go beyond simple monetary donations. Today, Linda Haven is celebrating 35 years with the Futures and Securities Group at BMO Harris Bank. Congratulations, Linda. The combined Broadridge and Nativity teams are going to be in force at FIA's IDX on September 27th and 28th. The cornucopia of associates attending are Paul Clark, Paul Chambers, Tim Wade, Mike Johnson, Hugh Daly, Mike Thrower, Marcus Ridge, Anthony Broccoli, Ruth Chambers, David Farmery, Dean Short, Alexandra Burdett, Dean Bruns, Rickard Davidson, William Sumner, and Mohammed Arkate. Apex Next Investor Outlook was named the winner of the WealthManagement.com 2021 Industry Awards in the Technology Providers Thought Leadership category. Registration for the 5th Annual Global Policy Forum, or DC FinTech Week 2021, is open. Speakers include PayPal CEO Dan Schulman and Visa CEO Al Kelly, the People's Bank of China's point person Mua Changchun, Infosys co-founder and developer of the India Stack, Nandan Nilekani, Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation Chair Jelena M., and Bank of International Settlements BIS General Manager Augustin Carsons. The 10 shortlisted nominees for the Women in Derivatives, or WINS, Rising Stars Award at this year's gala are Brittany Garland, Executive Director of IHS Market, Miglina Lazarova, Executive Director, Head of Client Service Operations at the Depository Trust and Clearing Corporation, Sarah Levin, Vice President, Institutional Cross-Asset Solutions at Wallach Beth Capital, Rosalind Lee, Options Quant Trader at Virtu Financial, Chelsea Lowe, Vice President, Markets and Security Services at Citi, Dipshika Mahajan, Associate Director, Commodities Sales at Standard Charter Bank, Kathleen MacArthur, Partner at Sullivan & Cromwell, Reshma Bali McGowan, Quarantine Pulvet, head of RepoClear Collateral and Liquidity Management at LCH, and Megan Tomchick, Operations Manager at Simon Markets LLC. Here's a video of Eurex's Randall Roth speaking about the newly launched Bitcoin ETN futures. You can find a link in today's newsletter. Reuters is looking for an Asia financial services correspondent to work in Hong Kong. There were no new donations to the JLN MarketsWiki Education GoFundMe campaign yesterday. In a unique customer outreach strategy, the Chattanooga Times Free Press is investing millions of dollars in its readership with the purchase of thousands of iPads to put in the hands of its subscribers before it ends the daily delivery of its print newspaper. This week, the newspaper began converting print subscribers to a digital replica of their newspaper available every day on their iPads, usually by 4 a.m. local time. Delivery of a physical newspaper will cease by mid-2022, with the exception of the Sunday edition. More details and a video interview with the publisher of the Chattanooga Times Free Press is available in the newsletter. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Broadway Technology names Dan Romanelli head of relationship. FinTech veteran will direct business development and client relationship management initiatives. Broadway Technology, a leading provider of high-performance front office solutions, today announced it appointed Dan Romanelli as head of relationships. In his role, Romanelli is responsible for driving business development initiatives and client relationship management, overseeing a global team of sales and relationship managers. Romanelli's appointment helps Broadway extend its global client success during a period of ongoing growth and strengthens its position as a premier technology partner focused on delivering exceptional client experiences. My comment, great hire by Broadway Technology. Congratulations, Dan. Here's a press release from the Autism Science Foundation. Autism Science Foundation is now accepting cryptocurrency donations. This new funding mechanism offers donors even more ways to support autism science and families. The Autism Science Foundation, a not-for-profit organization dedicated to supporting and funding innovative autism research, today announced it is now accepting cryptocurrency donations via Every.org, Bitcoin, Ethereum, USD Coin, Dogecoin, Litecoin, DAI, Bitcoin Cash are all accepted. My comment, we will take anything of value or that pretends to have value. Here's a story from the BBC. Climate change, young people very worried survey. A global survey illustrates the depth of anxiety many young people are feeling about climate change. Nearly 60% of young people approached said they feel very worried or extremely worried. More than 45% of those questioned said feelings about climate affected their daily lives. Three-quarters of them said they thought the future was frightening. Over half, 56%, say they think humanity is doomed. My comment, they are worried and motivated to do something about it. Here's a story from the FT. We are creeping towards a continuous working week. The decline of 9-to-5 has been underway for decades, but now it's creating workplace winners and losers. In 1929, the Soviet Union replaced the 7-day week with the Neprekrivka, or continuous working week. My apologies for the pronunciation. Workers were split into five groups on five-day cycles, with staggered rest days so that production never stopped. It became common for people to color-code their friends in their address books according to which days they had off. My comment, as a journalist, you are never off. You are always paying attention, even if sipping a cold drink at the pool. Work never ends. Here are the top three stories from Monday's JLN. Our top story of Monday was Bloomberg's Brevan Howard hedge fund joins the rush to crypto with new unit. Second was My 9/11 and Beyond, Tuesday, September 11th. Reminiscences from Ray Palchekia, who was the managing director of media relations for the New York Stock Exchange at the time of the terrorist attacks. And third was another story on the first topic. Brevan Howard expands further into crypto as institutional interest jumps from Reuters. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian Newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.